telling me the truth?
No.
Rudy, why did you do this?
I wanted to see if Daddy could look like a woman.
Well, he doesn't look too bad. Cliff. Cliff.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm fine.
What you laughing at?
Cliff, you are so beautiful.
And you're beautiful, too.
No, Cliff, you are really beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Go to the mirror and look.
Why?
Just go look.
I know what I look like.
I know, but I want you to see the new and improved you.
To thank for this.
Me, are you mad?
No, I just want to know why you chose my face to express yourself.
I'm sorry.
Where did you get this makeup, Rudy?
It's Vanessa's.
This is Vanessa's makeup?
Yes, I got it out of her school bag.
Really? I think I have to have a little talk with Vanessa.
Well, I'll join you.
No, Cliff, I don't think this is the right time for Vanessa to see the new and improved you.
Daddy?
Yes.
You look good.
Come in.
Hello, Vanessa.
Hi, Ma.
How are you?
Great. How are you?
Oh, I'm fine. Rudy found this in your book bag.
She did?
Mm-hmm.
Well, Mom, you have to talk to her. She always goes through my things. It's an invasion of privacy.
You know what's in here?
Well,
Vanessa?
It's makeup.
Now, the rule in this house has always been no makeup until you're 15.
15?
Vanessa, you knew that.
But you never said it to me.
Okay, I'm saying it to you now. At your age, you don't need makeup. You just want to put it on so you're going to look older. Now, why are you trying to grow up so fast?
Mom, I'm not. I'm 13 years old. I'm practically a woman.
You are not a woman. You are a child.
I'm a young woman.
You are an old child.
Aren't I at least a beginning woman?
Okay, Vanessa, okay. You are a beginning woman.
So I need practice.
And at 15, you'll get all the practice you need. At 15... That was the rule for Sandra, that was the rule for Denise, and that is the rule for you.
But, Mom, when Denise and Sandra were 13, things were different. The earthy look was in. Sloppy clothes, no makeup. But now everybody wears makeup.
I don't care.
Mother, all my friends are wearing makeup.
Vanessa?
Rebecca's mother lets her wear makeup.
I am not Rebecca's mother. If you want to live with her rules, fine. Go live in her house. Young lady, I do not want to see you in makeup. Is that clear?
Yes, Mom.
Good.
Life is so hard.
I know. And you're just a beginning woman.
Ah, smells good.
Thank you. It's vegetable stock. I'm going to poach the fish in it.
Poach the... You need something with a little zest in there.
No, Cliff.
Yes, it needs. Cliff's down home, good enough to eat by itself, but tastes even better with the lemon fish sauce.
Cliff, you're not going to put anything weird in this, are you?
No, just some lemon and sawdust.
Cliff.
No, I'm just kidding. So, what happened with you and Miss Vanessa?
I have to admit... At 13, I was just like that.
Really?
Yes, I almost drove my mother crazy. I wanted to wear makeup. I don't know why it's always like that. We always want to be older than we are. When we're 13, we want to be 16.
Mm.
When we're 16, we want to be 18. And when we're 18, we can't wait until we're 21.
Never had that problem. All I wanted to do was just enjoy the age I was.
You never wanted to be older?
No, indeed.
Then why is it that when you were 16 years old, you showed up at my doorstep dressed in one of your father's suits with a hat pulled down over one eye and a sad little mustache penciled in?
Had nothing to do with looking old. I wanted to look like Duke Ellington.
You were cute.
Really?
Oh, yes.
You know, I still have that hat upstairs in the room.
You should wear it later.
I think I can find the suit, too.
You won't need the suit. I said later.
Daddy, can I have a lemon?
Why?
I want to eat it.
Really? This is a lemon.
I know that.
Honey, aren't you thinking about oranges?
No, I'm thinking of lemons.
Okay.
Refreshing.
Rudy, go upstairs and wash up for dinner.
Right.
That's your child.
I know.
Hey. Have you seen the fire extinguishers?
Why, son? Is there a fire?
No, I just need to find the extinguisher.
Why?
See, in our health class, we're studying fire prevention.
Yeah.
I have to draw a plan of the house. I have to show where we keep the fire extinguishers and the smoke alarm.
That's a good assignment.
I found all the smoke alarms, but I can't find any fire extinguishers.
Well, they're in the house. I know. I bought them.
Do you know where they are?
Well, I get, there's one in each car, and then,
See, Dad?
Hmm?
In a fire, you would not have time to stop and think.
Yeah.
You should know exactly where the fire extinguishers are at all times.
Yeah, well, I know where they are because, see, I move them around so that the fire doesn't know where they are.
Dad, this is serious. As an authority figure of this house, you should make every effort to understand fire safety.
No, Theo is really right. We should know more about this.
Well, I know fire safety.
Dad, that's what a lot of people think. Let me ask you this. True or false? If a grease fire breaks out, you should throw water on it immediately.
True.
Wrong, Dad.
Wrong.
Water will spread a grease fire.
I knew that.
You knew that?
I did know
sure,
that. You're supposed to use baking soda.
That's good, Mom. Or you can use a chemical-based fire extinguisher.
Okay, ask me another question.
Okay. On electrical fires,
right.
You should always use a fire extinguisher.
There you go. Always use a fire extinguisher.
Wrong, Dad.
Wrong what?
Dad, it says here that some fire extinguishers are water-based.
I knew that, too.
Well, you can know everything after the answer's been given. Give me this. I'll ask you a question, okay?
Okay.
What are the three most important things you should do to maintain your smoke alarm?
One, you should test it.
Okay.
Two,
yes.
You should charge the batteries at least every year. And three, you should vacuum the smoke alarm every 3 months to make sure it's free from dust particles.
Wrong!
No, Dad.
It's wrong. It's wrong. It's wrong.
Sounded right to me.
Oh, sure. Sounded right to you. Sounded right to you.
No, Mom, I think it would be a good idea if this family had a fire drill.
I agree.
Yeah, well, as long as you have it after dinner.
Well, Dad, it has to be a surprise.
You know, son, there's an old Roman saying. By age, not by knowledge, do you acquire wisdom.
Cliff?
Yes, dear.
Wrong.
Wrong again?
Wrong again. The saying is, not by age, but by knowledge is wisdom acquired.
Thanks, Mom.
Why do you always pick on me?
I'm sorry.
Sorry. I'm gonna move someplace where people won't make fun of me.
You better go alone.
What about eyeshadow?
Nope.
How about blush?
Uh-uh. Not even blush.
She said I can't wear any makeup at all.
This must be the worst day of your life.
Well, Rebecca, this isn't the end.
It's
a new beginning.
For what?
My earthy look.
Vanessa, you can't walk around like that.
Like what?
With your face naked.
Well, we did it last year.
We were only 12. We didn't have our look together yet.
Look, Rebecca, my mom was serious. She said she doesn't want to see me in makeup.
She said she doesn't want to see you. And she won't see you. You're here.
That is not what she meant.
That's what she said. So, technically, you're doing what she said.
I don't think so, Rebecca.
Look at this ravishing raspberry.
I don't know, Rebecca.
It's made by an Italian princess who has a famous dermatology firm in New Jersey.
Really?
Uh-huh. This has dehydrated raspberries and real Italian mud.
And since it is made with raspberries, I mean, it doesn't really count as makeup, right?
Right.
Okay, I'll try a little.
You feel much better. Hi.
Hi.
I just saw Chris Fennell in the hall. He has his sleeves rolled up today.
Ooh!
Vanessa, that color's hot on you.
Thanks.
I have some blue eyeshadow that would look great with that.
Okay, let me see it.
You know, with the little makeup, we almost look 15.
16. 16 and a half.
Here you go, Dad.
No, sir. This will not do it.
What do you mean?
There it is. Look at it.
Look at what?
Dust.
Three little specks.
Hey, I'm a surgeon. If I leave three little specks in a patient, you and I will be living someplace where there's no rent.
Okay, Dad, I'll do it over again.
All right. I want you to clean it up and do a good job and be thorough this time. I'll be upstairs. You bring it up to me. Make sure you're thorough.
Dad?
Yes, sir?
Are you being like this because I gave you a hard time about fire safety?
That's right.
Hey, Steve, what you doing?
I am cleaning the smoke alarm.
How come?
Well, it's because...
What's wrong?
Your face.
What about my face?
Well, you got some junk around your eye.
I do?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Vanessa, are you wearing makeup?
I thought I got it all off.
Now, Vanessa, you know you are not supposed to wear makeup.
Gotta get some cream. Mom's gonna kill me.
You can't. Mom's up there. You can wash it off in the sink.
I can't. It's waterproof.
Well, I could vacuum it off.
Theo, please, you've got to help me. Go upstairs to the bathroom and get some cold cream.
For $5.
Theo, this is no time to play around.
Okay, I'll do it for you then.
Thank you.
Vanessa? Vanessa, come here.
Hi, Mom.
Vanessa, you know I don't like you wearing sunglasses in the house.
Okay.
Vanessa? Vanessa, come down here, please. Look at me. You see, when a person takes off her sunglasses, it's amazing what you can see around her eyes.
Mom, could I just say one thing?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't plan to put the makeup on when I went to school. I mean, I was just talking to Rebecca, and all of a sudden I had this stuff on my face. It was like temporary insanity. But if you look at my record in this house, you see I've never done anything like this before, and I promise I'll never do anything like this again.
Are you finished?
Well, Mom, you think of all the things I could have been doing. This is really nothing at all. We
Vanessa.
Can just forget. Mom, the
Vanessa,
makeup
if
was...
you keep going, I think you should know that every single word you say from now on is only going to make me angrier. You get your little self up those stairs and don't come down here until I call you.
Yes, Mom.
100. 99. 98. 97.
Oh, you're counting.
96. Yes, I am.
Who?
94.
Who did it?
Vanessa. 93.
What?
After all I went through with her yesterday, she had the nerve to show up in this house today with makeup on.
No, she didn't.
Yes, she did. 92. Made me so angry, I sent her upstairs. I told her not to show her face till I called her name.
Good 91. Idea.
Why is it always like this when they're 13? 13. I've been through three of these girls, and it's the same thing all the time. 13, makeup.
Well, I have good news for you. You only have one more to go with Rudy.
If I think when Rudy gets to be 13, we should run away from home. Because I'm going to be too old to live through this.
No, I think we ought to bring Rudy down here right now, put some makeup on her, and start yelling at her.
Come in.
What happened?
Nothing.
Nothing? She let you off?
No, she told me to come up here and wait until she calls me.
Whoa.
What?
Well, that means she's so mad she needs time to cool off.
It does?
Yep. She only did it with me once. It was the time I put a watch in the dishwasher because I wanted to see if it was going to be waterproof like the commercial.
When did you do that?
When I was 13.
Well, I don't think what I did is as bad as all that.
I don't know, Vanessa. She did tell you not to wear makeup, and you did. She never told me I couldn't put a watch in the dishwasher. Dum da dum dum, dum da dum dum da.
What's going on?
Nothing, Rudy. I think you should leave, okay?
Why?
Mom called Vanessa with makeup, and she's on her way up here.
You're not supposed to wear makeup.
Rudy, get out, okay?
Rudy, I think you better go.
When are we going to have the fire drill?
Fire drill? That's a great idea. Let's have it now.
Vanessa, a fire drill would only postpone your day with doom.
Hi.
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 Vanessa, we'd like to speak with you.
Good luck.
Rudy, please leave.
Oh, Mom, you always say that.
We always mean it.
I just say one thing?
One short thing.
I did it. I'm sorry. And I should be punished.
We know it, we accept, and you will be.
But I just have to say this. It wasn't my fault.
It wasn't your fault.
No. I went to school saying I'm not going to wear makeup. And then Rebecca comes in and tells me how much I need it.
And you believed her?
Well, no. But when Michelle came in and told me the same thing, I mean, they practically forced me to wear it.
Are you telling me that you were in the bathroom and these two girls came in with some mascara and some brushes and threw you down on the floor and put makeup all over your face and said, we don't care what your mother said, you're going to wear this makeup?
No.
Well, Vanessa, we didn't come up here to talk about makeup.
You didn't?
No, we came up here to talk about rules. Your father and I make the rules for this house. And we expect you to follow them. We don't make these rules to spoil your fun. We make them because we think they're good for you. Now, whether you agree with them or not, a rule is a rule. You were told not to do something, and you did it anyway. Now, I don't ever want to see that happen again.
It won't, Mom.
Cliff, do you have anything to add?
Yeah. See, I think...
I'm sorry, Mom. Sorry.
I know.
See...
And I love you. But you're grounded for a year.
A year?
I'll settle for a week.
And that's all I have to say. Well, I just said goodnight to Vanessa.
How is she?
Pitiful. First of all, I don't know who made up grounding, but I'm sure they didn't have any children at all. And I think that the next time you and I ground a child, we do it at somebody else's house and leave the child there.
If we survive other groundings, we'll survive this one.
I hope so.
Come on, Mom, let's go. We gotta go.
Okay, okay.
Where's Dad?
He's in the bathroom.
Dad, come on. Beep, beep, beep. Come on, let's go, fire drill. Dad, come on, let's go. Beep, 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 beep.
What?
Come on, fire drill.
So what?
Dad, you have to leave the house.
I'm busy.
Dad, come on, I'm timing this.
Is the house on fire?
No.
Or when it is, let me know.
Come on, Dad, I'm serious.
How come when your mother's in here, no one bothers her? Every time I'm in this place, there's a parade.
Please get downstairs as soon as you can.
Go ahead. I do not care.
Hey, what are you guys doing? If there was a fire, you would not be inside the house.
It's cold outside.
Can you just stand on the stoop?
Sure, but come on, let's go.
Where's Daddy?
We can't wait for him. Come on. 54 seconds. Not bad for the first try.
I'm cold.
Okay, Theo, open the door.
Okay, we've been out here long enough. The fire drill is now over.
Thank you. Theo, use your key.
My key?
Yes, you did bring your key.
No.
You mean you brought us out here in the cold and you don't have a key?
Quit complaining. I just saved your life.
All right, all right.
Let's not fight about this. Just ring the doorbell, child, for your father to come down here and open up this door. Claire?
Dad! Come on, Dad, please.
It's cold
out here, Dad. Come on.
All right. Wait a minute. Let's not disturb the entire neighborhood. Vanessa, run around and check the back door. Theo, check the basement window. And you and I will check the windows here on this floor.
Okay. I'll make the fire drill complete. Okay, I'm here.
Don't come to me!
Was taped before a studio audience.